Hello, and welcome to Read It With Whiskey, the place to be if you are a sci-fi or fantasy reader. My name is Laura, and I am your host. I am a reader, writer, and whiskey drinker here to share with you the person behind the page. And our featured author for this episode of Read It With Whiskey is Herman Sternegal. Herman is a science fiction and fantasy author who grew up with a love of story and science fiction, watching Star Trek: The Next Generation with his father. His currently published works are dystopian science fiction that highlight the struggle between humanity and the technology we keep, as well as the motivations that keep us fighting with each other. He lives in British Columbia, Canada, and while he's not working on a new book, he can be found cycling, running, and dreaming up new worlds. Herman's got quite a few books under his belt, but today we're talking about Fractured Orbit Book 1, Eclipse, and this just released in February, you guys, just a few weeks ago. So here's what it's all about. Django Alexander had everything he ever wanted. Now he's lost it all. When Django uncovered an unexpected truth, he didn't know it would end the lives of nearly everyone he cares about. Left only with his sister, his best friend, and an uncle who has some unhinged ideas about what might exist outside of the space station Eclipse, he must follow the truth where it leads, even if it leaves him with nothing. Mika Jenix can't escape her dubious past, and it could end up costing her everything. Mika thought she had left her life as a notorious space pirate behind to care for her ailing mother. But the past comes knocking after her ship, the Redemption, answers a cryptic distress call. Forced to face a deal she made with the devil years ago, Mika has no choice but to step back into her old life and make another hesitant pact with an eccentric pirate. Django and Mika's path collide as they embark on a journey that will shape the fate of the civilization built on half-truths and the backs of others. Rumors of civil war circulate through the Syndicate's orbital empire, catching both Django and Mika in the crossfire, where the stakes are far higher than they realized. Neither is prepared, neither is willing, but they will no longer be able to ignore the truth. But will it cost Django and Mika everything? This book was such a fun read, and it is very fast-paced for a space opera sci-fi type novel. I'm not going to give any more away. Let's just dive into this episode with Herman. Hello, Herman, and welcome to Read It With Whiskey. I'm so excited to talk to you today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm really excited to chat with you today. Absolutely loved your book, Eclipse. That's what we're going to be talking about. But before we dive into this book, I would love for you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your writing career.
Yeah, sure. So my name is Herman Sternegal. I live in British Columbia, Canada. I've written my entire life ever since I was a little kid, but I've only been kind of actively pursuing writing novels and publishing for the last 2 years. I currently have Eclipse is my 7th published book. So I have a number of works out already. And a couple of years ago, I just decided that it was time to pursue the dream and get that novel written. I think a lot of us, you know, always dream of writing that novel, but never think it's, you know, something that we can accomplish. And I decided it was time to do it.
I love that. Yeah. And it was funny because this is the first book that I've run into of yours. And it was like, you were in the process of getting it out there and promoting it. And it is releasing in February. So as this episode comes out, it is released. It is available for everyone to read right now. But then I went back onto your Amazon page and I was like, wow, you have quite a few titles out there. So can you give us just a little brief overview of what those titles are?
Yeah, for sure. So I've got, other than Eclipse, I've got two other series out. One is called Lies of the Guardians, and it's kind of a YA dystopian sci-fi series that has 3 books in it right now. There's still one more to be written that I'm hoping will be out early 2024 at this point. Again, it's a futuristic dystopian setting, and it's more AI focused, so there's a lot of artificial intelligence and, you know, kind of that scenario. And then my second series is called The Tara Hoffman Chronicles, and that's actually a prequel series to The Lies of the Guardians. That has 3 books. That series is done, but it's more of an apocalyptic thriller series. So it's kind of one of those things where I kind of cross genres within a series, but I mean, it's the same universe, but it's separate series. So you can read each on its own, but yeah, another fun series. It's super fast paced and a little bit different from my other books.
I love that. Yeah, I love dystopian. I love sci-fi. I have a post-apocalyptic sci-fi trilogy. And so anybody who talks about apocalypse, I'm like, I'm there for it. I'm there for it. And you mentioned fast-paced, and Eclipse is fast-paced as well. I really liked the speed of it. I think I read through it in like a day, maybe. Nice. Maybe a day and a half, like taking a lunch break, you know. Right. But I was really into it right away. So I would love for you to tell the listeners, what is Eclipse all about?
Yeah, so Eclipse, it's a space-based adventure series. It's set, you know, a couple hundred years in the future. The premise of it essentially is that due to climate change, humanity kind of decided that it was best to just leave the planet. The elites kind of kicked us off the planet. The elites kind of stuck around on Earth and didn't really tell a portion of the population. basically, they filled the void with a dystopian empire that's kind of extracting the resources from the rest of the solar system is the premise. So we follow two characters in two very different scenarios, you know, within this universe, and just kind of follow their paths until they kind of, yeah, cross at the end.
Yes, I know. And we talked about this prior to pressing record. It's going to be hard to avoid spoilers because there's so much that happens in this story. So let's kind of scratch the surface just on that world building aspect. So sure. This book primarily takes place in space.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about your world within space, and maybe is it more traditional space opera type setting, or do you have any kind of twists and turns that readers can look forward to?
Yeah, it's not really traditional space opera because, you know, I feel like, you know, traditional space opera, you're like navigating between different worlds and different galaxies and all that sort of stuff. There's a lot of space exploration. This series is really more within our solar system, and Eclipse itself happens, you know, between Earth and the moon, like, and like a space station that's in Earth's orbit. So there's no aliens, that, you know, there's no faster than light travel and that sort of thing that you get in a typical space opera. So in that way, it's unique, but there's still, you know, there's still the common tropes of, you know, spaceships, space stations, and that sort of thing. So, you know, it definitely still, I think, will appeal to typical space opera readers, but it's definitely, you know, it was hard to categorize when I was trying to fit it in. I'm like, is this really a space opera? But it is. It does technically fit that category. So, but yeah.
Yeah. And I think that was the first thing I noticed was that there weren't aliens.
Yeah.
I liked that because most of the time when you go into space operas, and I think that's why it took me so long to get into space operas, because I was scared of having to learn all these alien types, and you can do so much with creating a new creature. And so when I dove in, I expected to kind of see some of that. I mean, I try not to read the blurb or learn anything about books before I dive into them, just so everything surprises me. And that's one of the biggest things that stuck out that I absolutely loved. So props to you there. I thought it was really fun that you kind of kept that out and just kept it to the humans and what they're going through. And you briefly mentioned it, the climate wars. So can you expand a little bit more on that?
Sure. I mean, the book doesn't go too far into it because, you know, one of the main characters is still really kind of learning. Well, I shouldn't say that, but he's still kind of learning what actually happened. So, you know, essentially the premise is that climate change got so bad that, you know, obviously, you know, war started to happen over resources and that sort of thing. A large population of the Earth got killed off, and, you know, things got so bad that, you know, in the end, it was kind of decided we should send people away, essentially, more than, you know, the common trope and common thing we hear now is billionaires leaving the planet, but this kind of twists that, and, you know, why would the billionaires want to go to space? There's nothing there. So they're far more likely to try to send us away. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely a little twist to it. I like that. And I love the idea of climate wars in general, or just the Earth being destroyed to the point where we can't survive there anymore.
Yeah.
And it's not, like you mentioned, it's not too heavy in this book. Obviously, you give a little bit of history, like this is why they left Earth. So in the future books, is there going to be more about that and like what actually went down? Are we going to learn a little bit more?
Yeah, there'll definitely be more details for sure in book two a bit, probably more in book three. It's going to be a trilogy. I'm kind of like well into book two now, but there'll definitely be more details about what happened and why things are the way they are, because obviously things aren't exactly as Django, the main character, especially, not as he perceived them as being.
Yeah, for sure. You mentioned characters, so let's dive into that topic. Let's get our toes wet. So tell us about our main characters. Let's start with Django.
So Django, he's a young man. He lives on the space station Eclipse. He's a farmer within Eclipse. From his perspective, he's working to grow crops and that sort of thing to send back to Earth to kind of restore the climate and the sustainability of the planet. So his best friend, who's also kind of his romantic interest, just got promoted to a different level of the space station. And he's kind of has to sort out through, you know, some life changes and other things that happen. That gets into spoiler territory pretty quickly.
Right. Yeah. And that's why I was like, yeah, it's going to be hard to not hit spoilers because everything happens so quick right at the beginning. You learn a few things, you learn who the characters are, but then they're like, let's throw them into chaos and just like start the ball rolling, which is, again, something I love about this. All right. So let's talk about Django's friend, like you just mentioned. Tell us a little bit about Eventide.
Yeah. So Eventide is a fun character. The space station Eclipse is kind of built in four tiers. There's an A ring, a B ring, a C ring, and a D ring. The D ring is kind of where Django is based. It's kind of it's the biggest ring, but it's also kind of the poorest ring, for lack of a better word. So Eventide has her sights set on a better career position as a technician of the station. So she's promoted to the B ring in order to fulfill this position. So she's a little more tech savvy, a little bit more ambitious. She doesn't really want to stay where in the position she's been given in life, where Django really is happy where he is as a farmer on the station. So
I really like their relationship and the evolution of that through the story, because they are on Eclipse. And so they are kind of stuck there. And so they've grown together, and then you kind of see them evolve throughout the story. Again, spoilers, it's so difficult. So let's jump into the other point of view, which is Mika.
Yes. So Mika is a space shuttle pilot captain, and she's basically, cargo hauling around the inner solar system, doing odd jobs. She used to be a space pirate, but she kind of turned her life around in order to help her mother, who she learned got sick while she was off pirating. So, early in the story, they kind of come across a distress signal and have to help someone. And her life kind of gets turned around as a result of that. She was a fun character to write. She's got a lot of personality and yeah.
Yeah. And that was going to be my next question, was who is your favorite character within the series, or who is your favorite to write?
Actually, my favorite character to write was Abigail.
I love Abigail.
And we meet Abigail in the prologue. She is a space pirate. In my head, she's kind of like a Jack Sparrow type character. We really don't learn, where she stands or what her true motivations are. And she's just a lot of fun and just kind of wacky and all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah. She's the loose cannon. Just like, what's she going to do next?
Yeah.
I love that she's an outcast, a pirate. She just does what she wants, and she's also really powerful. I just love the strong, powerful female characters that you find in books, and she's one of them. And then my other favorite is Mika, because she, like you said, she was a pirate, and she reinvented herself. And I like the power and that self-discipline that it took to do that and to kind of change her ways.
Yeah.
But I also like that she kind of reminisces about that aspect of her life, too. Mm-hmm. So she's one of my favorites. What kind of emotions can readers expect to go through while they're reading this book? Will they laugh? Will they cry? Smile? Get uncomfortable? Be challenged? What are they going to be going through?
Hopefully a little bit of everything, but it's a fast-paced read. I hope readers are excited as they read it. I hope they have fun with it. It's kind of a dystopian story, but it's not super dark. So, it's really kind of like, I meant it to kind of be a fun book. It kind of will get a bit darker as the series goes on, but not too much, but yeah, it's kind of a fun read.
Yeah. It was a fun read. And yeah. Oh, I think so too. And I think that's why I got through it so quick, is because it was definitely an on your toes type of book, because at the end of every chapter, I was like, okay, what's going to happen next? Or I would see that the next chapter would be a different point of view, and I would remember what they had just left off on before. I was like, oh, I want to get back into that side of the story. And I think that was
a fun thing for me, is that it just kept me intrigued and it kept me being pulled forward through the chapters. So love it. Okay. As writers, we all start out as readers. So I'd like to learn a little bit about your reading habits. So what is your favorite genre to read?
I read pretty much exclusively sci-fi and fantasy. I'll read a bit of both. I gravitate more toward fantasy, to be honest, as a reader. I'm not sure why that is, but I've been forcing myself to pick up more sci-fi books lately. And I've been writing it. So,
right.
Not that I enjoy it. It's just, I'll gravitate towards the fantasy reads, but I have been enjoying a number of sci-fi books lately. So,
yeah, I feel like I go in little swings. Like sometimes it'll be like 10 sci-fi books in a row, and then it'll be like 25 fantasy, and then throw in a random like contemporary romance in there just to like reset the palette. And well, cool. Yeah. I figured you'd say sci-fi or fantasy, but you never know. You never know. I had someone on in a previous episode where they write fantasy and they read mostly historical fiction. So it's completely outside of their norm. So you never know.
Yeah.
So what is the most recent book that you read?
I'm currently listening to Project Hail Mary. I'm about 75% of the way done by Andy Weir. It is so good. It is like, I'm not normally an audiobook listener. I just kind of like picked this up on a whim because it was on a sale on Amazon, and it is so well done.
Are you liking it so far?
I love it. It's really good. Like it is definitely hard sci-fi. Like there's a lot of numbers and calculations and that, but it's not detracting from the story. I sometimes find that sort of thing is very distracting, and he works it in so well that you don't really notice. So, and I mean, I'm a bit of a nerd too, so I don't mind that sort of thing, but it can quickly start to read like a textbook when find some hard sci-fi and it doesn't. So, it's quite enjoyable.
Cool. Awesome. Well, I'm excited to dive into it now. All right. So you kind of mentioned some projects you're working on. Like I said earlier, Eclipse just released on February 7th. So I'm assuming book two should be coming out relatively soon. Do you have a timeline for when that's going to be released?
Yeah, it's going to be probably the summer, late summer of this year is the plan. I'll have it up for pre-order probably by the time the interview comes out.
Awesome.
Just because I like to have the next one up and coming. And then book three will probably be coming out in the fall sometime is the plan. It'll be the plan is for it to be a trilogy at this point. So
the plan, do you think it could potentially lead into more or you're going to try and cap it?
We'll see. This story will end after three. Unless things take a wild turn and I need to expand it into four, because right now book two is starting to become quite a bit longer than book one. So we'll kind of see, but the story will be done in three books. There's potential for the universe to be expanded. We'll kind of see what plays out.
Awesome. And then any other projects? I think you said you were working on book four of a different series you have?
So book four of Lies of the Guardian. I need to finish that series. And the plan is for my first draft to be done this year. So it'll be kind of spring 2024 when that comes out. And then I do have a kind of a secret project that I'm working on. It's more of a fantasy book. Yeah. So I've got about a third of that done already, but that'll be 2024 as well.
Awesome. Well, I'm here for the ride. I'm going to be following along with your journey because I loved this book and I'll have to go back and read your other series now. My TBR just keeps growing the more people I have on the show. So it's gotten to be a little tough, but we'll make it work. We'll make it work. All right. Well, this is Read It With Whiskey, and it wouldn't be Read It With Whiskey without talking a little bit about whiskey. Yes. So Herman, what is your favorite whiskey to drink?
Right. So I love whiskey, to be honest. I'm a Scotch drinker and I love Scotch and Irish whiskey. My favorite whiskey is actually one I haven't had recently because I can't really get it where I am in British Columbia. But the distillery is Springbank, and their 15 year is my favorite. It's just such a smooth drinking Scotch. I just love it.
Oh, sounds good. Love a good smooth one there. All right. Well, where can people find you and your books and follow along with your journey?
Yeah. So you can find me on my website, hermanstewartnagle.com. You can follow me on Instagram. It's probably where I'm most active. My handle there is just Herman Stewartnagle. Facebook, you can follow me, Herman Stewartnagle Writes. And yeah, you can find my books. Eclipse, you can find on Amazon. It's in Kindle Unlimited. And you can buy the paperback or hardcover edition anywhere books are sold.
I love it. And you said Instagram, and it reminded me, your Instagram is so, it's amazing. You have character art for all of these characters. So where did this character art come from? Sorry, bringing you back into the interview now.
Absolutely. So the character art, I've actually gone on a nerdy rabbit trail into using Midjourney, the AI tool. And I thought, you know, it's such a fun tool that you use in, you know, in a way that I'm not, it's not something I would have hired necessarily an artist to do. So it's something extra I can, you know, play around with, and I've had a lot of fun with it. So yeah, like I've just been like kind of creating character sketches of each of the characters and in a clip. So yeah, if that's something that's interesting to you, then definitely check that out.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Everyone listening, go check it out. I just saw the Eventide, and I love her artwork. I'm looking at it right now. I absolutely love it. I think it's so cool. And then it was cool to see how you envisioned each of the characters through this character art. And so, like, I'm thinking back in the book, and I'm, like, putting these characters in, and it was just so cool to do. And then also, you have a prequel short story, Infinity, for Eclipse. I already signed up for the newsletter, and I have it in my tablet ready to read. Is that something that people can find on your website all the time, or is that like a limited release?
It's definitely, it's on my website. It's exclusive to my newsletter subscribers. So if you would like to read the prequel, it's free to download. So head to my website and you can download it there. It's actually what kicked off the series. It was initially an entry into an anthology. So the time lapsed on that for my rights to be within that anthology. So I'm using it kind of as a lead to this, but it was the start to the universe. So it's kind of a cool little companion.
Very cool. Yeah, I saw that. And I was going to attempt to try and read it before we did the interview today. I was like, I'm not going to be able to get it in. But I was this close. All right. Well, this has been really, really fun. I have really enjoyed speaking with you about your book series and characters and everything. I'm excited to see where it goes. And I would just love to say thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I've had a lot of fun as well.
An incredible conversation with such a talented author. You guys, I'm going to go back and read his entire backlist because all of his books just sound so amazing. So thank you so much, Herman, for being on the show. And also, just so you guys know, Eclipse, it is out right now. Okay, this book is out in the world. Go and grab it on Amazon. There's a link in the description with this episode. But also, book two is now on pre-order. That's right, you can get Chimera, which is book two in the Fractured Orbit series. And if you are enjoying what Herman is bringing to the book world, to us as readers, then definitely go ahead and pre-order because you know you're going to enjoy this series. At least I know you're going to enjoy this series. And next week on Read It With Whiskey, we have Eleni P. Mora. She is the author of Among Shadows, book one of The Heir of Light and Dark. This is such a fun fantasy read, and I'm so excited to dive into this interview next week. So come back and hear the interview with Eleni. Until then. You've been listening to an episode of Read It With Whiskey. I'm your host, Laura Gentinen, and I want to personally say thank you so much for listening. Your support of the podcast means so much to me, and I would love to get to know you. Hop on over to Instagram and follow us at Read It With Whiskey. Please chime in on this episode's post, share it on your social media and with your friends, and come back next time to hear more from self-published authors. I'll talk to you soon.